Isn't that what the line is? Like, it doesn't matter as long as it burns?
Yeah.
She was talking about gin,
does
right?
Miss Channing know that she ordered domestic gin by mistake? Mm-hmm. The only thing I ordered by mistake is the Guess. They're domestic too, and they don't care what they drink as long as it burns.
Right, yes. You do that much better than I do.
Yes, I
just remember the last, like, four lines.
Yes.
I'm a terrible quoter. I can't quote anything. I can't remember lyrics, I can't remember what people said in a movie, I can't...
Well, do you reread, rewatch, re-listen? Like, I am a serial re-watcher. Like, I'll watch the same episode of something 8 million times.
I won't.
Until I will actually know it off by heart.
I won't at all.
Yeah, so that's the difference. I think that's what you have to do to be able to quote things.
You know what, this might actually tie into one of the things we'll talk about in a few minutes, but I very rarely... enjoy the same piece of media more than a handful of times. I will rarely watch the same TV show twice. I will rarely watch the same movie twice. And if I am going to watch it twice, it's going to be 10 years apart.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I rewatch Clueless, like, a minimum of, like, 7 times a year.
Okay. There are movies I love. Like,
but I don't really watch it. It's just on.
Sure. There are movies I love, and there are movies that I keep as, like, a permanent thing in my life so that I can watch it when I want to, but it happens very, 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 very rarely. And the weird thing is with songs...
like a roster of...
yeah. They're, like... think, like, with songs, I will, if I've listened to a song, like, 30 times in a year, it's dead to me. I don't ever need to hear it ever again.
Really, I feel the opposite. I want to hear the same music, like, over and over again. If it has to be something that I really like, though.
It's like specialization versus generalization, kind of. Like, you're getting, like, a very, like, in-depth knowledge on very specific things.
Well, I get not, maybe, but
because
like, what,
I'm not interested you're,
I'm not
in a
saying
lot
you're not
artists.
Getting.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that you like. I think on repeated viewings, like what you're getting out,
you get more out of it. Sure.
Less and less,
yeah.
Actually, rather than more and more, but also you can be more because you see details and stuff like that too.
Sure.
Or whatever.
And you definitely get. You're absolutely right. You get better at quoting.
Oh yeah.
I like the thing I watched last night. I can't quote it. Because it's gone now.
No, but I wouldn't be able to either. I would have
right.
to watch it, like,
10 times.
Minimum,
right.
of, you know,
mm.
in order to get it right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, songs. I mean, this is why I like indie music, is because there's so much of it, maybe. But you think that nobody... Say, like, what... we heard at the bar, that, like, 2 weeks ago, and... you pointed out that it was all a ruse. That indie music, independent music, is a fraud and a ruse. Not because it's not being like genuine or real or anything, but because no one actually listens to it.
No.
Zero people
yeah.
genuinely listen to...
It's a concerted effort.
Right.
So here's what people do. You know, they go to their local, you know, vegan coffee shop or
yes.
whatever... Okay.
They're all exactly the same.
A minimum of 5 hours.
And they're all exactly the same. We will touch
and
on that later.
Like, you know, pretend to read Tumblr, but really you're looking at porn.
Isn't
and,
that the same thing?
Well, is there anything to read on Tumblr?
I mean, there's...
I've mentioned
there's,
this before, but, like, I didn't know that it was anything except, like, gay porn.
There is erotic literature on porn. Tumblr.
That's unfortunate.
Some people like to read their porn. Some people, that's a thing.
It's a thing.
I'm just saying that's a legitimate choice. Are you also going to make an effort, a thing that nobody actually reads their porn?
No, I'm sure people do. I'm sure that, I can see that actually being, like, somewhat arousing. I've never gotten anything out of it.
I don't know how people write porn. Because if they're at all interested in it, how do you not, like, how do you actually get through the writing process?
I don't know, actually, this is Fran's not here. Fran wrote porn.
She wrote porn?
Yeah.
Do tell.
They used to have, like, pornographic novels. I think, well, they still do.
Yeah.
But, like, it was, like, these two companies that were based out of New York. And she wrote porn.
What, like, what kind of porn did she write?
Oh, it was all straight. Like, you weren't allowed, there was this list of rules, and you could have this, and you couldn't have this, and was, you could have this, you know.
Was it like Harlequin, or was it a little more
it
hardcore?
It was more racy than that.
More yeah. racy than Harlequin, okay. Yeah. Huh, I did not know that.
I know.
Learned.
Yes, that is right. But no, nobody actually, likes it. They just,
say they do.
Yeah, like, it's a concerted effort. Like, yeah. you go to your coffee shop or whatever, or you go online to, uh-huh. like, I don't know, whatever, RDO or whatever.
Yeah.
No one uses Pandora anymore, right?
Well, so, the...
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
Okay, don't tell me.
Okay.
So they do that stuff, you know, like, just so they have something, like, interesting to say the next time that, like, some girl wearing, like, a neon crop top and, like, high-waisted acid-wash jeans or whatever rolls in,
mm-hmm.
you know, because this is what these people are interested in. But they're not really, because, like, after, you know, if they're really tired or whatever, nobody's listening to the Dead Weather. Okay, they're listening
I love
to
that the Dead Weather is your go-to indie band
because it's the dumbest name of all time.
First of all,
slash,
no,
it's not
way dumber indie band names.
Lion
than that.
Babe is pretty bad. Anyway, all of that stuff is nonsense, and nobody really likes it because that's why, like, none of that stuff really it doesn't go anywhere because it's just it's very like it's like pop music except for like cool people. So they just rifle through it. You know, this is the band of the month or whatever, and then they're gone. Because no one really likes it.
Well, I don't think that means that they don't really like it, though.
Or that it's indie.
They've
lots
heard it
of...
now.
Yeah.
They've been exposed to it. They've absorbed everything that band currently has. It's just not pop. So, like, not everybody's exposed to it. Some of it could be pop.
But there's... so many pop acts that show up in a month and disappear.
Yeah.
This is...
right, it's not different, is what I'm saying. There's nothing different about it.
Oh, I agree with that. That there's... I don't like the term indie anymore, because what... I feel like what happened was that in the late 90s, when all of the FM stations got bought out by, like, three companies, and all of North America's radio stations are now owned by, like, one guy, basically.
Just keep talking, I'll be back.
And, they consolidated radio into a couple of genres of different types of top 40. So you'd have, like, rock top 40, country top 40, pop top 40. And it became so bad that a lot of people just gave up on music. And that's roughly when the iPod came out, so people just, downloaded illegally everything they wanted, and then they stopped, and then they were like, okay, I'm good, this is my collection of music, and this is it, because the new music I don't like, because it's all preordained by these couple of corporations, and there's indie stuff out there, but that's a lot of work.
There's a lot of it, I think part of it
is
the amount of it.
Is the amount of it, and that's a lot of work, and... midway through the 2000s, the music corporations figured out that if they were to survive at all, they needed to make a couple of moves. So they changed things a little bit and adopted indie culture to an extent where they could make a pop star like Lana Del Rey, but somehow she's considered an indie artist.
Lana Del Rey.
Who did I say?
You said Sarah.
Oh, sorry. She's an indie professional wrestler. My bad.
There is a Sarah Del Rey.
I can't stand
you. Like,
no, sorry.
It's an understandable error, at least. It wasn't like...
understandable error. She's a different famous person in a different weird thing. Sorry. Lana Del Rey. She was like a constructed pop star, but they somehow got away with making her seem like an indie darling for like a few months.
But that's not the kind of... I'm not talking about that. Like, that does have a pop element. Like, those were genuine... like, what is the Summertime Sadness or whatever? That was a big hit. Like,
yeah,
that wasn't like an indie hit.
You're talking about
the bands that like you hear the name all the time and you're like, I don't know one song and I don't care. And neither do they, because when they go home, they listen to She's a Brick House. Okay, that's what people listen to.
Just because you can like both.
You can like both.
I just think it's like a poser thing.
I think what happened to you
is a poser thing.
What is a poser thing?
Well, because people are like, a band is like on the cusp of being semi popular. There are bandwagoners, but that's for everything. And that doesn't mean that there are people that don't like them at all. That just seems like an odd generalizing those people as being everybody.
I will say I'm very, very guilty. And I think I still am a little bit. I'm very, very guilty, or I was for a long time, of thinking of some music as authentic and some music as inauthentic.
Well, I'm glad you got over that.
And I've mostly got over that. But that, for a long time, made me sour on pop music. And that was a mistake, and I regret thinking that way for a long time. But definitely through high school and university, I just had this kind of hate on for pop music because it seemed like it was pretty much just built to sell Coca-Cola.
Right, but it's a very, like, and that's just it. Like, that was your, like, experience or whatever. Mm-hmm. I had a similar one. But I know that this is true because it happened to me. Like, I didn't tell people,
right,
you know, that I listened to the Spice Girls all the time when I was in grade 9.
Yeah.
No, I listened to, you know, I don't even know, Glue Leg or whatever. But I didn't really.
I'm going to throw out a couple. Throughout the show, I'm just going to go through my RDO favorites list. Just to make you angry with a couple of these band names.
I'm already angry. Like, you don't have to, you know.
But what's funny is some of them actually have some lasting appeal. Some of them have been working for 10, 12 years and have 5 or 6 records out. Alves with 2 V's. That one's fun. Right? All right.
That Marry Me song?
Yeah. I don't think they're gonna last. That's pretty pop. That's pretty pop.
But it's not very conventional. It's like alt pop.
That's a term.
Yeah. Churches with a V instead of a U.
Oh, is that the thing now?
They're,
like, you're pissing me off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that I could see pissing you off. Like, we ran out of actual names, so we're just gonna make.
Well, I gotta think too.
Names, but put other letters in.
Well, because you gotta get the handle, right? You have to get like a Twitter handle or an Instagram handle, and they're all gone. So you need to make up words now.
Because you have to market yourself.
Exactly.
And that's lame.
And that's how you end up with a band name like Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
Lame.
Yeah. That one's pretty lame. I like him though.
I don't know. No, you don't.
Well, what do you think?
That's what I'm saying.
But why, like, this is what is funny to me, because this thought has been rattling around my head for a week, is like, you think not only does no one listen to this stuff, you also don't think that I listen to this stuff. You think I'm lying about it.
No, yeah.
No, but I don't think he's lying about it.
If they don't like it, nobody likes it.
Right. Nobody likes it.
Nobody likes any of it.
I'm going,
I don't think that you're lying about it.
I'm going home and listening to, what, Better Than Ezra? And like, in secret.
That is the weirdest, like, why did you come up with Better Than
Ezra? I'm just
Ezra?
Thinking, like, weird 90s pop band, you know?
It doesn't have to be 90s, you know?
Doesn't it have to be 90s?
No, it doesn't have to be 90s.
Doesn't it?
No.
Are you sure?
No, it could be 70s.
It could be 70s.
It could even be the aughts if you, like, played your cards right, you know?
Can it be in the tens?
No.
It can't be in the last 5 years.
No.
I can't legitimately listen to any song that's come out from 2010 to now.
No.
Why?
Because there's no reason to. There was enough stuff before, and this is all the same. Like, it's all the same stuff. It's not, like, and that's a problem, like, culture-wide, of course. But there's no reason to listen to any of this stuff, because it's kind of just, like, a sad ersatz replica of something else. And also the production now, this era is like the new 80s in terms of production. Like, when I was younger, the worst thing that you could listen to was stuff from the 80s. It was like, oh my god, like, what was with that, like, cheesy production?
They somehow didn't know how to master
things. Didn't know, yeah, like, it was new and they were trying it out and whatever. But like, all that, like, new romantic music that is so produced, you know. But now I really like that music because enough time has passed. Mm-hmm. But this stuff, every single thing is so overproduced. I'm not talking about, like, whatever, the dead weather. I'm talking about the stuff on the radio.
That's like, dead weather, though! They're,
it is
the edge
exactly
plays
the
them.
Same. I don't know what the edge is.
Like,
it's exactly the same kind of thing as the 80s. It's this, like, high-blown production, right?
Right.
So it's just a replication. It's nothing to be...
So
it's
you're
nothing,
saying pop music is to really...
It's to be sniffed at.
That people should be looking for more interesting forms of music.
Or they should just be listening to the first or second
well,
time they did this song
where
in the 70s.
Right.
Where they should either just look at the past, or we should be nostalgic and not forward-thinking.
But it's not forward-thinking anyway. It's just
well,
repeating.
Well, no, the problem in it is that people are not, like, pushing it and people are not, like, going with it, basically.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of bands that absolutely, like, push what pop music and rock music can be. It's just that they...
That's what I'm trying
that,
to point
that
out.
Right now, it's a little difficult because they're new, because they don't sound appealing, necessarily.
My point is that those people are not going to be in the pop music. They're going to be in the corners and...
Exactly.
That's
what
the only way that's
going to
happen
in.
Is if people start exploring.
Yeah.
But they should just stay in the corner, probably.
Most of them, probably, but not all of them.
San Cisco. That's another band.
San Cisco.
San Cisco. Yep.
That one happened.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, I mean, that was my point. Like, no one, you know, it's a concerted effort to listen to this, and I think that most people, like, behind closed doors, don't.
I think the most mainstream person I actually have on my favorites list right now is Solange. Like, the one album she did.
Yeah.
And I don't even know, like, if she still... Did she give up on that? Is she doing something else now? Or is she still, like, a singer?
I don't care.
It seemed...
That went anywhere.
I don't care, because it's not, like, even that, I mean, yes, it was better than we expected from Beyoncé's sister, okay, but everybody is too wrapped up in the fact that Beyoncé uses the word feminism, which apparently is, like, the greatest thing that ever happened to Western culture in the past 10 years or something, like, to even really notice her anymore, so she's probably not a singer. I don't know. And I don't care.
But, like, do you listen to Beyoncé?
No.
Do you listen to, like, you said the Spice Girls. Do you listen to any of their newer work?
No.
Do they have newer work?
Probably not.
Are there any bands that you really loved in the 90s that are still working today?
No.
Okay. Maybe you just don't like music anymore. Maybe that's it.
I think you're probably right when you say, like, the iPod kind of changed everything, because now...
You can be done.
Or digitalization.
That's it.
You can take it home and then you don't have to leave anymore. You used to have to go outside to get music and now you super don't.
Right, and you said something once that actually our friend Julie commented on, and I agreed with her. Like, you said, like, the word you have, like, this phobia or whatever of, like, just listening to the music that you grew up with or whatever, because that would be... like, uncool or whatever.
It would be giving up, I
but
think.
To me,
it would be...
it's like the opposite of that.
Yeah. I think to me, if I were to just, like, if all that was on my phone was, like, what I listened to when I was 12 or 13 and really loved at the time, I would feel like I would get really old really quickly. Like, to stop having that, like, influx of new stuff hit me on a regular basis in the music industry... That would, I'd start to feel old, I feel. I'd start to feel like things were passing me by. And I don't like everything that hits me, but I still kind of keep that hose on. Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty discerning there.
Yeah.
You know, at a certain point, you just want it to stop, because it's like, okay, this is really the same crap over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't really, it's like, okay, well, I'd rather listen to the original, thank you Mavis Staples, or whoever, you know, like, I only mentioned Janet Jackson, which was funny because,
it was so,
like,
funny.
It just so happens
that she's like coming
here.
Out and you're going to see her.
Yes.
I
did not know this. This is not pre, you know.
No, but, like, Janet Jackson, to me, is maybe the perfect example of pop music that I had nothing to do with it. There was some pop music that just would just hit you in the side of the head no matter how much you tried to avoid it. Like, I've heard Backstreet Boys songs, and I've heard Spice Girls songs, and I've heard these things. I don't really know how much Janet Jackson I've heard. I feel like whatever record deal she had, it wasn't the beat the populace over the head with it. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe
she did have some huge albums.
She had a long run.
Yeah.
And her career mellowed, I suppose. I wouldn't say it disappeared or anything like that.
Right.
But
well, Nipplegate.
Yeah. Well, that's technically, I guess, more recent-ish.
Yeah. Like her career
did disappear after that.
Her career was kind of over before that, wasn't it?
No, not really.
No. Okay.
Like she wasn't going to be like the newest sensation or like. That, but she was like a well-acclaimed, like pop superstar.
Yeah, like to be honest, I don't even really know.
She could still fill any arena.
I mean, she still will. Like, believe me. This is
something I've noticed has been true for the last couple of years. Is that like if you were a famous pop star in the '90s, if you've had no hits since 2000,
it's kind of a good thing.
You can. It's a good thing, and you can still sell out huge arenas.
Yeah.
Because there haven't been any new superstars since 2000.
Well, I guess that's also related to the like more proliferation of music and yes. all the indie bands. Yeah. Nobody's going to have that kind of status anymore.
No. Like, I can't even think of a pop star from, like,
I mean,
after 2000 that's going to happen.
The only one that I can think of is Lady Gaga, and the reason that I never really cottoned on to her whatsoever was because it was just taking stuff from other pop stars.
But that's like being new and current. Like, it's hard to say that, to the point that Gaga's going to sell out stadiums in 15, 20 years.
I don't see Vampire Weekend selling out stadiums in 15 years.
No.
Whereas other
people, like, the Rolling Stones could sell out a stadium now. And they haven't released a good album for, 20 years at least?
Oh, at least. 30s.
At least. At least.
Yeah.
Because
like Nine Inch Nails, you know, I mean, like one good record, really, if you think about it.
He works for Apple now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah! Isn't that something?
He's like a total dad bod.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
50.
Yeah, I mean,
No, I didn't even mean, but that was just what I mean, because that to me is, when I was younger, and, hanging out with, the indie crowd or whatever, and you would have to, pretend that you were interested in,
You mean
fake member. Yeah, being a poser, you know.
Right.
But that, you know, my Discman never had those albums in it.
Right.
It always had Rhythm Nation from Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation.
I remember Rhythm Nation. I don't really remember much else from her catalog.
She had Control before that. That was a big
What Have You Done For Me Lately?
First album.
Not ringing a bell.
My Name Ain't Baby, It's Janet, Miss Jackson If You're Nasty.
Nope.
I'm sure you'd recognize the song.
Maybe.
Was Velvet Rope big or no?
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
That's 90s.
Runaway.
Ma?
Escapade. Miss You Much. There's a lot of them.
Again,
like
you
were
probably not paying any attention to them, but I'm sure you'd recognize them.
Yeah.
You would have been... Yeah, it would have been...
I was 10.
Also, this is a good example of when music videos actually mattered,
right?
Because the Rhythm Nation music video was I remember the first time I saw it, I was
well, that was the other thing.
You remembered that.
That was still when videos were part of the whole thing.
You know,
that was really important in making everybody listen to pop music. Mm-hmm. That the music channel was the only good thing on.
Did you ever watch anything
else
except Much Music?
No!
Ever!
Of course not. That's where most of my pop music knowledge comes from, was the fact that they would blare those videos all day.
And Much Music was better than most music channels
yep.
in that it did have, like, so-called, you know, independent bands or whatever.
Yeah, they played indie stuff. They played alternative stuff. I hate alternative music, I'll say that. That quickly became, like, like pop, I don't like alternative. Fuck, now what do I do?
Pavement? I don't know.
Pavement!
Like, that's really cutting yourself off.
It really is, because I honestly thought, like, alternative, the only reason they named it that was because they put their music videos in between, like, Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys music videos. That was the only reason alternative had that label.
Even by that point, alternative didn't really mean what it...
No, it was
like pop music stupid. That's not, like, kind of like the old pop music, it's kind of like the new pop music.
It was, right, and the radio, and that's, and that brings back the point of, like, the radio didn't really matter anymore, because, like, Hole had, like, a double platinum album.
Right.
That wasn't on the radio.
It was, like, when I went, it was, like, back in the days when there was HMV.
Yes.
And yeah, I remember the alternative, like, early, like, 89, 90, the alternative section was this one, like, rack or whatever.
Yeah.
It was basically industrial music.
A lot of it, yeah.
Right? And sometime before, like, in 98 or 99, I remember walking in and looking, and it's like, the alternative was the entire row. It's like,
yeah.
This isn't an alternative.
Oh my god,
anymore.
Yeah.
It's
like,
yeah.
I mean,
a perversion of the word.
And yes.
when you think that we used to listen to Billy Corgan's vocals and, like, think that we enjoyed that, what, you've got to be kidding.
Well, we did enjoy it. Yeah.
We did enjoy it, though.
But we couldn't have.
No,
we did.
So this goes back to what you were saying, where it's just people were lying. People were just saying they enjoyed it.
We were not lying. We had bad taste.
No, I think it was bad taste. I think everyone had bad taste. Yeah. And I'll go along
with that.
I can see your argument in saying, like, people who like indie music have bad taste. That's legitimate. I disagree with some of that, but at least that's a legitimate claim.
Especially now.
Yeah.
It's not avoidable, because, again, as we said, there's so much of it. Like, obviously, a lot of it's going through crap.
And it's all... Yeah. I don't want to point out, like, specifics or whatever, but, like, there is this one band, I guess they're indie, I don't even know, called Gangs.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of this.
No, this is another funny thing about indie music, is that you can have plausible deniability about knowing any band. Because none of them are popular enough to pretend
that you know all of them.
Yeah,
isn't that part of, like, the...
Well, I don't
but the sea of it is so wide that you couldn't possibly... You just couldn't possibly. If they get to a point where everybody kind of knows the band, I cut them off in terms of considering them as an indie band.
But that is so poser. Like, that's so hipster.
He just said he cut them off as identifying them as an indie band.
As identifying them as an indie band. Like, I don't consider the Decemberists an indie band.
He's not saying that they suck or not.
Because people know about them and they can sell out arenas.
It's not an indie band.
They're not. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I haven't worked.
They're like a country band, but they were like indie pop for a while. Yeah.
I like Alabama Flats. Like, that's good.
Alabama Shakes?
Whatever.
Yeah.
But
you love them to death.
You love them so much you got the title.
Why don't you just skip over that part? And skip on? Because, like, poser.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
you don't like that music at all. I know the music
It's
not Alabama Shakes.
Well, you might like them, but you're not like.
But I could just listen to, like, Bessie Smith or whatever, because it's basically the same thing, you know. And then I would have, like, retro cred, which for gay people is, like, everything, apparently.
Is it?
But yeah, I don't know.
I think that's for everybody. Retro cred now is.
Yeah, it's like really a big deal.
It's like, oh,
like Fran Lebowitz. Oh, it's, God.
It's kind of like, well, then you're not a poser because you actually like this shit. Well, you would think that.
Yeah,
don't
it's
you?
Like, it's like the new. Non-poser.
But to get all that stuff, don't you just, like, have to ask, like, your parents what they thought was cool in 1977?
No, darling. My parents were, like, the most boring people. Like, I didn't know any of that music from my parents. They
you have to know where everybody's references
stuff.
Are coming from, basically.
Mm.
To be honest with you, I knew a lot of the older music as references because of the rock stars and the pop stars and stuff of the 90s, because they used to talk about them all the time.
Right.
Like, Courtney Love would always talk about, oh, I love Stevie Nicks. Like,
yeah.
She was such a big influence. I didn't know who that was.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, when I listened to Fleetwood Mac, I was like, this is better than anything that, you know, that these people did. So, it was very bad. But it didn't come from my parents. It wasn't, like, a generational thing.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, both my parents were really into music, and...
But they probably listened to, like, Foreigner, and, like, you know...
I don't think so, actually. Like, my mom was really big into Fleetwood Mac, my dad was really into, like, the Cars and the Stones, and, like...
That's not so bad.
Like, yeah, no, they had perfectly good taste in music. This is why I'm thinking, like, you just ask your folks what was cool, and then you somehow have gay cred.
Yeah, I mean, like, and not even that, but, like, I mean, you know that place on Bloor, the place that everything is, like, $5 or whatever?
Furniture Warehouse.
Can't get in? Yes, that place.
You can get into it, you just gotta go before,
yeah, you have
like,
to go when
the kids get out
up.
Of school.
Yeah.
before the kids wake up, yeah.
Every song
yes.
that they play in there is old.
Yeah.
Every single one.
They don't play new music at all.
No.
No.
So this is what I mean, like, I think that there's, like, it's reached a point of saturation, like what you were saying, there's so much of this, or whatever, and it's basically all the same,
yeah.
that, like, just listen to, you know, Deep in Vogue, or whatever it is, you
yeah.
know, just listen to whatever they did in 1987.
I wonder, like, I don't know if you heard the news from the Apple thing last week.
I did not.
But they, that's fine. Last year, they bought Beats Music, and... It took them, like, a year somehow to get Beats Music integrated into the iTunes store. And one of the things they're launching is a singular radio station that you launch, like, the music app on your phone and you just hit play. And this radio station just starts playing, which sounds stupid until you realize that since, like, the year 2000 when the iPod came out, no one's agreed on a single radio station. And, in fact, it's killed most radio stations.
Yeah, it's like whatever they listen to on their drive-in from Milton.
As stupid as it is to say that this is kind of a weird new idea, it's kind of a weird new idea that, like, everyone in the world can listen to one station at the same time and get the same music. And that's dangerous.
But why would you want to do that?
But why would you want to do that except to say, like, maybe we need to add some new songs to the karaoke machine every now and then. And the only way we're going to do that is by forcing lots of people to listen to the same music at the same time, over and over, until it gets drilled into their head, and then they somehow like it. Because I guarantee you, most of the songs on karaoke machines aren't good. They just got played a million times.
And they weren't good then.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah. No,
so
I'm not
in order to move
that,
it forward,
like...
maybe we need to all just agree to listen to this one radio station for a while and get some new stuff.
Wouldn't that get less new stuff?
I don't know. They sort of seem to promise that it won't be shitty, but right?
Yeah, but
how do you do that?
Who's the tastemaker there? Like, I'm guaranteeing that it's some hipster douchebag.
Yeah, it'll probably be Drake.
That I'm not going to agree with.
It'll probably be Drake.
Be
you know,
kind of like pretty middle of the road because it's trying to appeal to a large group.
Mm-hmm. But you know, unless you want the only concert when you're 60 to be Fleetwood Mac again. Right? Something needs to happen. Because you're right, like, it's not
that
working.
That kind of sounds like white people bullshit, I'm not gonna lie.
What? Fleetwood Mac?
No,
or
just, like... singular radio station.
It's totally white people bullshit. That's why Drake was promoting it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Toronto's pride and joy.
but, like, I don't know. That's... There's something about that that tells me, like, at least someone's trying to get us back to when everyone could at least know the song of the week. But it's impossible now.
No, because now the song of the week is, like, from 1981.
Right.
Well, no, it does happen. We still have, like, pop songs that still blaze pretty much through.
And
like Pharrell last year, right?
I guess, but that, like, I feel like that was just, like, here and gone in minutes.
No, it was here for the whole summer.
But where? Where was it?
It was everywhere.
But, like, I didn't hear it. Like,
yeah, because you were too busy listening to the dead weather.
I don't know
how you could not.
I don't believe you.
I don't know how you just could not hear it, though. Like, it was just
but I kind of didn't. At least, certainly not in the way that I was forced to hear pop songs in the 90s. I feel like a lot of it was still very opt-in. I don't actually have any Dead Weather songs on here. I just
but now, dude, stop looking at that thing. But now, like, even people, you know, like, I didn't listen to that music, like, the stuff that you're talking about, like Christina Aguilera and stuff like that. I didn't listen to that then.
But you listen to it now.
But I know every word.
Yeah, because, like, they forced you to.
Yeah.
It's like the culture got to you. They were really good at
it. Clockwork Orange, too?
Well, kinda. In a sense, and maybe it's just Canadians, I don't know, because there was just fucking nothing on TV in the 90s except for much music. They just somehow got to you.
Whatever, it wasn't Canadians. Like, we had Friends and Seinfeld. That's all they had.
Yeah. Okay?
That's all there was.
That's all. You're right, that's all there was.
Poor Charles, you know.
Yeah.
Melrose Place. We had Melrose Place.
And
we even had it in Newfoundland.
Those shows were constantly playing this music.
Yes, they were.
Because back then you could afford music rights.
Yeah, but now... Right, but now they don't do that anymore. Like, now the music that, you know, like, Orange is the New Black just came out with the, like, most recent season or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, huge show, yeah. Really popular. Every single song is old.
Yeah, because those are the only songs you can afford now. Because...
But it's also, I think, like, people are okay with that. It's like, yeah. Oh yeah, like, what's this old track? I love it.
But, oh, that's a perfect example, Orange is the New Black, because the title song is sung by Regina Spektor.
Yeah.
Do you know her?
Yeah.
She was, for a long time, considered a fairly indie artist. I don't...
Good, she's not a good singer.
I don't know that she's ever blown up to any sort. I think... Her having the title song to that show is the biggest piece of business she's ever done.
Yeah, and it's also one of the most annoying parts of listening to watching the show.
But, like, I don't...
There's another problem that I had about this whole, like, singer-songwriter indie, do-your-own-thing kind of thing. Everyone used to say, like, this was a 90s, like, early 2000s thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, it's so great because, like, she writes her own songs. Maybe she shouldn't write her own songs. Like, maybe if she had a writer, like they used to have, maybe that's why those songs were better.
There's a very good argument to be made about that. This is one of the
Remember suffering through some of those later Alanis Morissette singles? Dear God.
That's true. This is one of the things that bulldozed my, like, authentic versus inauthentic thing in my head, where I was just like, no, sometimes a teen... is better than a single person.
Yeah.
At this. Sometimes music is a team sport. I get that.
If you're David Bowie, write your songs. If you're Avril Lavigne, don't.
It really depends on who you are.
Yeah.
And that is why, like, pop, rock, indie, alternative, it all falls apart because none of those things at all reflect what's actually happening to that, like, single band or single artist. They all come at it differently. I think that's good. I just wish that...
They were better.
I think there's plenty of good stuff today, but there isn't a good way of getting the stuff that's good to the people who would like to listen to it all that easily. You either have to do a ton of work, or you have to accept the sort of crappy stuff that the corporations want you to hear these days.
Right, and no one's going to do a ton of work because they're too busy watching Friends on Netflix.
That's correct.
Oh, no, they probably finished that already.
They probably finished that already.
Yeah, they're on to Orange is the New Black.
They probably finished that already.
Sorry about it.
Yeah.
I think we can end there.
There was someone at work who, last thing, there was someone at work who said, I just watched the new season of Orange is the New Black. How long has it been up on Netflix? And I was like, yesterday.
Yeah.
It's been up, it went up yesterday.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe people just like TV more than music now.
We can't get enough of Lea Delaria. She's absolutely fabulous.
I don't know.
Turn it off.
Used to be what? City. Used to be what?